Josh Haston here, Israel Uncensored, Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com. And the sounds you hear in the background, it's football in Israel, baby. That's what this is all about. There's a high school team here. I'm in Ramat HaSharon. They're getting ready to scrimmage in front of some of the greatest NFL players of all time. That's right, 18 Hall of Famers. Second time around that they've done this, Steve Leibowitz and everybody at Kraft Family Stadium in Jerusalem, Robert Kraft here, bringing 18 Hall of Famers here. He did it once before, I believe in 2015, and 18, some of the greatest names from Jim Brown to Joe Montana to Marshall Faulk, Jerome Bettis, The Bus, Chris Carter, all the way down the line. I'm looking at the chairs here, lined up here in Ramat HaSharon. It's going to be a beautiful event as the teams get ready here, the high school teams of the Israel Football League getting ready to scrimmage. And here joining us now is he's got all kinds of titles. He's been involved in the league, football in Israel, one of the founders, Yonah Mishan, who's now what is your title now? You're officially vice chairman of American Football in Israel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Yonah, what can we expect tonight here at the field? And what is this event really all about? 18 Hall of Famers touching down in Israel.
Look, I think it's hard for anyone to believe, including for us, to see what's happened here in the last couple years, especially in the last 2 years, with how the sport has grown. But for them to come out and, you know, only hear about the negative of what's going on here in Israel, for good and for bad, for them to come and see that there is a league here, there's youth, there's women, there's men, there's tackle, there's flag, I think they're going to have a great time and they're going to actually see some pretty good football.
And who are the teams out here tonight? Two high school teams. They're wearing full pads. I see more than two teams, or three teams, four teams. A big scrimmage tonight. Yeah. Who's out here tonight?
We got the Netanya Sharks. We got the Ramat HaSharon team. We have the champions that have been for the last few years, the Hawks. They're also the reigning champions. So it's going to be a great evening.
And which player are you most excited to see? I know you're a Raider guy, and I don't know. There are a few Raiders,
Patriots,
I think, here.
Patriots guy.
Patriots first. I think everyone in Israel we're all Patriots fans. So who are you most excited to meet here tonight?
I'm happy to meet everybody here. I mean, to me, the Hall of Famers is a great thing to see, but to actually see the players and to see our champions from our IFL League and to see our national teams here, flag teams, I think that's what really excites me. I've already shaken Joe Montana's hand and still haven't cleaned, you know, haven't washed it. But I'm happy to see everyone's here. It's a great thing.
Thanks a lot. That's Yonah Mishan. Not only a player, a coach, coaching the national team, now vice chairman of football in Israel here at the beautiful, this is Desha Tech, yeah, artificial, it's synthetic, beautiful stadium here in Ramat HaSharon, just a few minutes away from Tel Aviv. Who would have thought we'd have a facility like this here in the land of Israel? Thanks a lot, Yonah.
Thank you.
So I am back here again at Ramat HaSharon Stadium here, awaiting the 18 Hall of Famers. Donny Schechter is a Hall of Famer in his own right, a player for the Big Blue Travel Lions, a champion of the IFL, an amazing comeback and win in last year's championship game. And he played a key role in that. What does this mean to you, Donnie, these 18 Hall of Famers here in Israel?
I'm basically like a little child sitting and eagerly waiting to meet what amounts to be a good portion of my childhood heroes. And I don't think any place in the U.S. are you going to get 18 Hall of Famers together with access to the public the way that we have it here in Israel. So it's one more reason why Israel is the best place in the world.
Yeah, I never would have thought as a kid growing up in Indianapolis, Indiana, a Colts fan, getting to meet some of the legends of my team, the Colts, and others, some of the best who've ever played the game, not in Indianapolis, not in New York, not in the U.S., but here in Ramat HaSharon, Israel?
Wouldn't have to guess it myself, that's for sure.
Who are you most looking forward to meeting tonight, saying hello to? I know you're a Redskins fan. I think there are a few ex-Redskins here, but who are you most looking forward to meet tonight, Donnie?
I really don't know. It's a question that I've been wrestling with myself for since I heard the names. I would say Joe Montana, because Joe Montana's, if not the GOAT, then the GOAT that came before the GOAT. But I actually think that a guy like Jim Brown that's been everywhere and has done everything, for him to show up in a place like Israel with his whole history, I'm really looking forward to what he has to say. And obviously, you know, just the guys that were idols of my dad and my uncles and my grandparents, a guy like Mean Joe Green. I mean, when you talk about old school, blue collar, you know, gritted out, tough football, the first thing you think of is Mean Joe Green. So for him to be here soon, that's very special.
I mean, I usually think of Aria Bauman, the Animal, are one of our local legends here. But Mean Joe Green, now I'd go with him also. Legend of the Pittsburgh Steelers defense in the 70s. And it should be exciting, should be entertaining. So many people. I think we're up to several hundred people now. Current players, former players of the Israel Football League and the American Football League, the Flag League tackle, women's, men's, high schoolers, everyone's here. I want to thank you so much, Johnny, for your time, and enjoy the evening.
Thank you very much, sir.
And now we are here with Bezalel Friedman, an old friend of mine all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana. He is the commissioner of the Israel Football League. He's one of the organizers, if not the organizer of the event tonight. Bezalel, what does this night mean to you?
Well, I think it means a lot. It's seeing the stars of football come here. And what I really think it means, it's giving the young players of today a chance to see the great stars and give them something to aspire to.
Who are you most looking forward to meet tonight? One of the Colts, perhaps, Eric Dickerson, Marshall Faulk, or somebody else?
It's a toss-up. I mean, you got Dickerson and Faulk and Joe Montana, one of the all-time greats. And it's tough. It would be tough to choose. I'm going to have to try to hit all three.
Go for it. We'll let you go back to work. Bezalel Friedman, commissioner of the Israel Football League. If you want to learn more about football in Israel, where should people turn?
IFL.COIL.
Thanks a lot. He's a busy guy. We're going to let him go. And now we're here with the man who made all of this happen. What is it now? 20-plus years ago? Steve Leibowitz.
1989, so it's getting closer to 30 years.
30 years ago. The man who brought American football to Israel. He's here. Steve Leibowitz. Welcome to Israel Uncensored, Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com. What is going through your mind right now? You're looking out here over a field, Ramat HaSharon. You have hundreds of people in the stands. You have eight or so high school teams wearing full tackle football gear. Could you have imagined this 30 years ago? And let's not forget, 18 NFL Hall of Famers, including the best of all time, will be here tonight. What's going through your head 30 years later almost?
I'm a little bit nervous. I want to make sure everything goes well. These guys are really the best of the best. And for them to be coming to Israel, they don't make trips like this to other countries around the world, that they're showing the respect to our small country and our football program by coming out here makes me feel great. I'm indebted to Robert Kraft, our longtime sponsor, the man who's, you know, put his name on Kraft Stadium and who's the sponsor of so many of our leagues and so many of our programs. He organized this. Israel is so important to Robert Kraft that he put his name out there and invited these members of the Hall of Fame to join him in Israel. And this is the second time he's did it, and I can't say enough about what a wonderful mensch Robert Kraft is.
That is the word. I was thinking about it on the drive here. He is the epitome of what it means to be a mensch.
And he gives to so many charities of so many different kinds, Jewish, non-Jewish, Israeli, and other. The man is generous. The man is successful, obviously, 5 Super Bowls. But as he put it, you know, before he built a little football field in Jerusalem, he had never won a Super Bowl. And after he built that field, he's now won 5. And it cannot just be by chance.
I believe that 100%. And not only this, it's growing and growing and growing. More players, more coaches, more leagues, and a new state-of-the-art facility in Jerusalem in the near future. Just talk about that for a second.
So the facility will be dedicated on this coming week. Robert Kraft will be present together with the Hall of Famers and Mayor Barkat. It's in the Arizim Valley. It's a real sport tech that Jerusalem has been dying for such a long time. And one of the fields is a full-size American football field with goalposts and the whole works. And it just puts us in a whole different category. We can expand to 11-on-11. We can have, you know, we can take football to any level. Where we'll have NFL players that were born in Israel. We'll have, you know, the ability to really catch up with where they've reached in Europe already in terms of the way that the game is played.
And people should know Israel competes internationally. If you want to get involved in helping the teams, sponsoring the teams, Steve, how can people get in touch with you to find out what you can do to advance the sport even further here in Israel?
Well, I have a really easy email, which is israelfootball@yahoo.com. Definitely contact me if you're interested in helping. We need coaches. We need sponsors. We need fans. Anybody who wants to get involved, just let us know. We'll make sure that you get a schedule and you know how to come out to games and you know how to be involved in what we're doing. We also have kids programs, high school programs, women programs.
Summer camp.
And adults. Summer camp. And so we're doing it all, and, you know, we're trying to do it the right way.
final point, Steve, you know, I've played 13 seasons. I'm now retired. I'm done. That's it. 41 years old.
Before.
Yeah, we'll see. No, I think this time that's it. What do I just tell me what do I need to do to get into the American Football in Israel Hall of Fame? That's my next goal in life. What do I have to do?
I'm involved in the committee that makes that selection. I expect that on opening day of next year in the new field, you will be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
See that shameless plug for myself after all this, but no, this none of this could have happened without Steve Leibowitz, as he said, 1989. Hundreds of fans pouring in here to Ramat HaSharon to see 18 of the greatest NFL players of all time and some of the best players here locally in Israel. Steve, couldn't have been done without you. Thank you so much for your time and enjoy this evening.
Pleasure, Josh, and thanks for all you've done on the field and off the field for football in Israel.
Thanks so much. So I'm here again in Ramat HaSharon, waiting for the Hall of Famers, and arguably one of the best women's player of all time is here. Jessica Sagoskin on the field right now. I just want to know from you, Jessica, here, waiting for the 18 NFL Hall of Famers. What does this evening mean to you? What does it mean to football in Israel?
Well, first of all, thank you for that wonderful introduction, Josh. That was way too kind. What does it mean that these 18 Hall of Famers are coming to Israel? I think that in of itself kind of like describes the level of amazingness of this event, that you have people like Joe Montana that are coming here in Israel to visit the program and see what football in Israel is all about. And me personally, I've been part of this program for a while, and we've seen a lot of NFL players, current and ex-NFL players, come through, and each time it's just as exciting.
Do you think this one has more excitement than the one in 2015? I mean, that was the first one. This is Touchdown in Israel Part 2. But here you have some of the biggest names, Jim Brown, Montana, arguably some of the best of all time. Do you think this one has more hype?
Yeah, so I don't like to compare. I mean, a Hall of Famer is a Hall of Famer, right? But at the same time, when I saw the list of players when it was released, I almost fell off my chair. I thought it was incredible. And it just and the women's team is here, and we're guests of honor, and we're very, very happy and excited about it. So, yeah, this has a little bit. Each last 2 years ago was exciting as well, but I think this year it carries a little bit more excitement.
How is the national women's team doing?
Yeah, so the team is doing well. We've been practicing for the past couple months. A lot of new faces involved this season. So it's a good mix of veterans and new players, and we're getting ready for the European Championships.
When is that?
I was about to tell you. You pulled the microphone away.
Ben, edit this out also.
The European Championships take place tentative. We have tentative dates. Nothing is set in stone. It's the end of August, beginning of September.
Well, good luck to you, and you guys are deserving, the women's team, national team, deserving of being the guest of honor tonight. See, it's not even the 18 Hall of Famers, the guest of honor. I just learned that it's actually the women's national team. They're the true guests of honor here tonight. Jessica Sagoskin, thanks so much for joining us here. Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com. Do you miss radio, don't you, no?
I do. Thank you very much for this interview, Josh Haston.
All right. We'll be right back. We're back here in Ramat HaSharon. We're awaiting the 18 Hall of Famers. And one of the players here in the high school league, he plays for the Netanya. What's the name
Sharks.
Of your team? Sharks. Is your name?
Idan.
Idan. And what's your last name?
Sigal.
Sigal. And tell me if you can, first of all, how long have you been playing in the league?
For 2 years. About me, my third. That's it.
And what does football in Israel mean to you?
Everything, actually. Since I joined the league, I work, eat, sleep, football. Like, everything is about football for me from now on, since the first day I started playing.
And tonight, specifically, you're going to be scrimmaging now in front of 18 of the best football players of all time. What does that mean to you to perform in front of 18 NFL Hall of Famers?
First of all, it's a big honor to meet those people who actually play for the NFL, and actually, they came to see me play. Not only me, all the league, but it's really a great honor for them to see me play. I feel really good about it. It's like the league is coming about something really good.
You have, I don't know, what, 8 teams here? How many teams you got in the league?
About 6.
Right? 6 teams here. Just to paint a picture, you have several hundred people. All of the high school players are on the field. You have the women's national team. You have the men's champions, Big Blue Lions. Everyone's here. Thanks so much. Good luck to you, and good luck to your team this season. Good luck to the Sharks.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
I am here with the one and only Eric Dickerson. I'll never forget where I was on October 31st, 1988, when this man scored four touchdowns and my Indianapolis Colts beat the defending AFC champion Denver Broncos 55-23. I was at that game. I've been to a lot of games in my life, but that one stands out as one of the greatest. Eric Dickerson, welcome to Israel.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
What does this trip mean for you?
Well, for me, I think it's a spiritual trip also. I've always wanted to come to the Holy Land, never been here. You know, seen it on television. My dad, when he was alive, my mom and dad talked about, you know, Israel and the history of Israel. And when I think of history, I think of Israel because, you know, we talk about the United States. You know, we've got Philadelphia and Boston with 200 or 300 years. That's no history. I mean, it's real history here.
And so what have you seen so far? You've only been here, what, 48 hours, 24 hours?
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot. We went to restaurants and, you know, saw the Mediterranean, Jaffa, but not a lot. Tomorrow, you know, and I think Saturday we're going to, you know, go over to Jerusalem. I'm looking forward to going there. It's a lot of stuff I want to see. I think they have it on the list. I don't know what it all is. I'm just excited to be here. You know, I may never come back here again, but, you know, before I die, I can honestly say that I came to the Holy Land. It's funny, I was looking at the sky over here a minute ago, and it reminded me when I was a kid. I don't know why. And I'm like, wow, I'm here in Israel, you know, some 40 years later, you know, from being a young kid.
Well, it's an honor that you're here, and we're blessed to have you here and all the other Gold Jackets. And I can't thank you enough. As a fan of the Colts and here as a citizen now coming from Indianapolis, moving to Israel, to have you here, meeting you here, not back there, it's truly an honor, sir.
Let me tell you, the honor's all mine. I'm very, very privileged to be here, very blessed to be here, and I'm just looking forward to having a good time.
You're going to have a great time. Enjoy your stay, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
I'm here with Roger Staubach, Captain America, one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, here in Ramat Hasharon, Israel. What does this trip mean to you, sir?
Well, it means a lot. I've been really involved all the way from when I was a kid studying World War II, and I was at the Naval Academy, and the unbelievable situation that took place in the Holocaust, and I've been involved with other activities supporting Jewish causes. I'm on a committee now. We're building a new Holocaust museum in Dallas, Texas, so I've really admired the tenacity of my friends that are Jewish and just the things that have taken place, and there's still some anti-Semitism around the world, and I've never been to Israel, so a lot of these activities I get involved in, they say, hey, Roger, have you ever been to Israel? I said, well, I've studied it, I've read about it, but I haven't been here, so I'm here, and it's just been a fantastic trip.
It's truly an honor, and all of what you mentioned, your activity in combating anti-Semitism, it is known here in Israel. We know about it. We appreciate your efforts. Yeah. We know about your important work, and we're so glad that you're here. It's really an honor, sir.
Well, it's a real honor for me to be here.
Enjoy your stay, and have a great night.
Okie doke, thanks.
Hundreds of our players gathered here this evening in Ramat Hasharon to pay tribute to the Gold Jackets, the legendary players who reached the top in the world's greatest sport, American football. Most of our players were too young to have seen you play, but for our players, your names and accomplishments are truly legendary and inspiring. I personally am old enough to have seen each and every one of you play, and I am awed just being in your presence. Throughout Israel, we are now some 2,000 players, coaches, and referees playing organized flag and tackle football. We have high school and adult tackle teams from the north to the south of the country, and there's a developing youth tackle program as well. For us, though, it's more than just the game. The IFL mission is to build community in the Holy Land through football. At this time, I want to draw your attention to the champions of the Kraft Family IFL, the Big Blue Jerusalem Lions. Their stunning comeback overtime win in this year's Israel Bowl closely mirrored the Super Bowl comeback of the Patriots. I also want to draw your attention to members of our women's National Flag Football Team. Those women were so deeply supported for many years by Myra Kraft, Robert's late wife. They still, until today, on their uniforms, wear a patch that says that with the letters MHK, and that will be the way it will be forever. I also want to say that those women football players are currently ranked 7th in the world from the last World Championship of flag football. And they're going to be going in August to Europe, to the European Championship, and we hope this year they're going to be up on the podium. Our goal here in Israel is that football become the third largest sport in the country after soccer and basketball. There is no possibility of overcoming them, at least not in my time here. To do so, our success depends on developing the youth. This evening, our program is focusing on our youth tackle football program. You'll be witnessing the greatest that ever played the game. We'll be witnessing two short scrimmages between the Kraft family IHFL champions, the Kfar Saba Hawks and the Netanya Sharks. There will also be a scrimmage matching the home team, the Ramat Hasharon Thunder, versus the Kiryat Ono Wolves. I would just like to say about the Hawks, they're coached by Itai Ashkenazi. They've been champions for the last 6 years in a row. Please note that in these games, we're still playing 9-man football, but we will be switching to full 11-man football as of this coming season. Our high school players tonight will demonstrate some of what we've learned while playing tackle football for only 10 years in this country. The sport is still in its infancy, and we know that we have a long way to go, but we're making progress, and I'll give you one example. Just 2 days ago, an Israeli-trained player, only Israeli-trained, named Yaniv Kowalski, headed to the United States and Stonehill University, where he became the first Israeli with a full football scholarship in Division II. And I know that Mr. Kraft has expressed the interest that sometime, sooner or later, there will be an Israeli playing in the NFL. And my guess is that they'll be playing for the New England Patriots. It's now my great honor to introduce to you the man who has made these dreams come true, Mr. Robert Kraft.
Thank you, Steve. what a thrill it is for me to be here. This is the Chai year. This is the 18th year that we've been working together. We started in 99, and we all know that Chai is life and special, so how honored are we that we have the greatest ever to play the game in the 97-year history of the NFL here to honor the state of Israel. And also, their spiritual people, they are really drinking in what's great about this country. And that's a thrill for me. It's also great to see all these young men and women playing the game that I'm most passionate about. And the game of football teaches you lessons in life that nothing else does. And so I'll just close by saying this. One of the things that gave me a thrill when the first time we opened up the little stadium in Jerusalem and they played the U.S. national anthem and then HaTikvah. and there's no other country in the world where the U.S. national anthem is played with such great pride. So that's a great honor for me, and I thank all of you for being here tonight. And Steve and his peers for doing that.
So that's a wrap here from Ramat HaShomron, Israel, where the high school players are now scrimmaging. The NFL Hall of Famers are meandering around. Some of them are coaching. Some of them are talking to the fans and to the players here. It's been an honor to be here, and we're going to wrap up the show here, Israel Uncensored, Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com with a special edition of the show here with 18 NFL Hall of Famers, Touchdown Israel. I want to thank, off the bat, Ben Bresky, engineer, who's going to have to go back and put together all this audio and all the interviews we did with the players, both the NFL players and the local players and the staff here. This is American football in Israel, and it is a growing sport. It is happening, and nowhere else do you get 18 Hall of Famers. Nowhere else in the world are you going to see this type of reception of and gathering of players of NFL Hall of Famers. So it's truly an honor to be here. Thanks to Betzal Friedman, Steve Leibowitz, of course, Robert Kraft for making all this possible, the owner of New England Patriots, and everyone else who's involved in this wonderful sport here in Israel, giving us the place to play. That's really what this has been over the last several decades here. So thanks very much. Get in touch with me during the week, Josh at thelandofisrael.com, on Facebook, Joshua Haston, and on Twitter, at Josh Haston. Signing out from a beautiful stadium in Ramat HaShomron, Israel. Thursday Night Lights. That's what this is. And thanks to the Hall of Famers. I am out. Have a good week. And most importantly, between now and when we talk next, everybody out there, be safe.
The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King said that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Ours is a story filled with both challenge and controversy, but ultimately, it's also a story of hope and redemption. I'm Rav Mike Foyer, and this is The Jewish Story.
Join Rav Mike Foyer for the best Jewish history podcast, The Jewish Story, on the Land of Israel Network at thelandofisrael.com.